The history of Colorado Springs started July 31st, 1871 at the corner of Cascade and Pikes Peak Avenue. Of course, 150 years ago, it looked a lot different. Of course, there were no buildings, but there weren't even trees, no water. It looked grim. It took a visionary, a man named General William Jackson Palmer, to create what would become our current day Colorado Springs. General Palmer was originally from Philadelphia. He got here in 1869 after fighting for the Union in the Civil War, bringing with him several soldiers with whom he fought with. Palmer, a born engineer, saw what few others did. But Palmer quickly changed the landscape, developing the Colorado Springs Company, engineering the El Paso Canal to bring in water from Fountain Creek, planting trees, all while selling bonds to build up the city. Thankfully, General Palmer sold Colorado Springs well, while also buying into the idea that people need parks and access to the outdoors. It's because of General Palmer we've had a thriving outdoor-centric city for 150 years.
That was Josh Helmuth with KRDO reporting. We are talking that sesquicentennial here on The Extra. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me is Vanessa Zink with the City of Colorado Springs and Jennifer Fruto with the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews Festival. And ladies, thank you so much for joining us here on The Extra and talking all things 150 for Colorado Springs.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
And Jen, you know, let's start off, Vanessa, with the city. This is a milestone, a sesquicentennial, the 150th birthday for Colorado Springs. And really, the city doesn't seem like it's, you know, that old. It's still very vibrant, very young, you know, definitely carrying that age well. And there's a lot to celebrate, especially this year.
Yeah, we're growing a lot. I think people feel that especially recently, but we're very excited to be celebrating 150 years of our history here. And there's so many fun things to do, to learn about our history and to learn about our city and our region. And we really hope people embrace it and take part.
Yeah, and let's talk about some of those ways that we can help celebrate this milestone anniversary across Colorado Springs.
Yeah, so I mean, The first one really is the tree challenge. So if you haven't heard about that, we've been talking about that for about the last 2 years, getting people prepped so they could do their research and pick out their tree. But we're trying to plant 18,071 trees as a nod to our founding in 1871. So if you've planted a tree in the last 2 years, go online and track it. Right now we're at about 10,000 trees tracked. So it's really just about spreading the word at this point and getting people to track their trees. We know from the local nurseries that they sell about 20,000 trees a year. So those trees are being planted. Just take part and put your tree on the map and be part of the historic tree challenge that's going on. And then, of course, this weekend we have Beards, Bonnets, and Brews. And Jen can tell us all about that. There's also a then and now photo exhibit that starts July 8th at Library 21C. And on our social media, we're previewing a bunch of those photos. The Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum has a COS at 150 exhibit right now with 150 artifacts celebrating our history. And there's also a 150th adventure passport for kids that you can pick up and learn all about our city's history through that. And June is also Bike Month. I feel like I'm talking so much right now, but there's so much happening. It's Bike Month right now, so you can get online and you can participate in this program called Pedal Our Past. And we have a couple historic loops listed on our website that you can learn all about our past from your bike.
Yeah, it is such a great way to do. I know the tree challenge is something really harkening back to General Palmer's first vision for the city, trying to help create this great oasis, if you will, in the high desert region up against the Rocky Mountains. And he was big as far as bringing in the different types of trees and really trying to help grow that in the city as well. So that is a great nod as well to the history, trying to get
18,071. And yeah, you're exactly right. Palmer planted the first 400 cottonwoods here. He came from the East Coast, so he was used to tree-lined streets. And Colorado Springs, when he got here, was really a barren desert plain beyond the trees that were on the mountain. So he wanted to establish a tree legacy, and that's what the Tree Challenge really helped celebrate.
Exactly. And of course, we are going to party like it's 1871. Tomorrow, it is the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews Festival. I mean, try saying that three times
You're
fast.
Right.
I mean, so we're going to talk much more about that. We're going to get into all the ways that we're going to celebrate still ahead on The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio, and we are talking all things sesquicentennial, as there is a lot to celebrate as Colorado Springs turns 150 years young this weekend. You know, during the break, Vanessa, we are talking, there is so many things to do, and really there's something for everyone to get involved with when it comes to celebrating this milestone birthday for the city.
Yeah, Andrew, there really is. When we were talking about the sesquicentennial and planning this, we really wanted to engage people from all different ages, all different backgrounds. If you've lived here your whole life, or if you just moved here last year or this year, and get them engaged with the history of our city. And I think there's really something for everyone to celebrate our sesquicentennial.
Exactly. And if you want to keep tabs of all those ways to do it, just grab a pencil, write down coloradosprings.gov/COS150, where you have that instant link to history, those great photos, the then and now, information about General Palmer, the founder of our city and the bane of many people's existence who happened to drive near Nevada and Platte that maybe didn't grow up here and understand just how to gently veer around a statue. I don't know why so many people have issues, but I get that nonstop. But the big thing that is kicking off really the party festival in general is the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews Plus Festival,
yes.
Rockledge Ranch, that is tomorrow. Jennifer, you're the chair of this great planning organization, getting this all going. And let's talk a little bit first off about what Beards, Bonnets, Brews Plus is.
Sure. So it's a festival. It's happening tomorrow. We're super excited. We're kind of one of the first things happening post-pandemic. We're shining a light on our city, and we're really honoring our past and celebrating today. It's just going to be a really, really good time, kind of in the spirit of what we were just talking about, that this is there's a little bit of something for everyone, whether you're a beer and whiskey drinker or the kiddos or a music lover or a food truck lover, there is something for everyone.
And let's talk a little bit. This is the first big city event, you know, post-COVID in this kind of new era. And how has it been kind of watching everything change kind of day to day, week to week, while you're putting on such a large city event?
Yeah, that was interesting to navigate, because you got to think, when we were planning this, It was, are you allowed to have more than 500 people in a gathering? Are we going to have to wear masks? Are we going to, you know, and I will say, from a COVID sensitive standpoint, we are going to have hand sanitizer out there. It is 100% outside, 15 acres outside. So, you do not have to wear a mask. If you want to wear a mask, you be you. This will be a judgment-free zone. And then we're also... So the festival is free. Mm-hmm. However, the beer and whiskey tasting, we did limit those tickets to 4,000. So okay. I really do, if somebody is listening to this and they're saying, oh my gosh, I didn't buy my ticket, go buy your ticket, because when they gone, they gone.
Exactly. And let's talk a little bit about just how it came up, you know, the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews, and how that harkens back and how that ties into the history here in Colorado Springs. I think General Palmer didn't exactly have the biggest beard, but he had quite the mustache.
Most of the gentlemen of the time had some kind of facial hair. Okay. So it's just, and again, this is really meant to be a good time and fun and just celebratory. So just the beards, the mayor did ask all gentlemen of beard growing age to grow a beard. And what makes me laugh is anybody that's coming into town and they don't know what's going on, there's a whole lot of guys running around with beards, big bushy beards, little beards, scraggly beards, all kind of beards, and it's just super fun. So there is a beard contest happening tomorrow at Beards, Bonnets, and Brews.
And what are the different awards? What are the different competitions if I still want to maybe jump in, get back into that competition beard world?
Absolutely. So for my friends that can't grow beards for whatever reason, or ladies, we do have a category for best fake beard. We have best real beard, longest beard, crowd favorite, bushiest, and best manscaped.
Okay. All right. Well, it is definitely anytime you have that experience. You know, I was in another state where they were very popular with the beard contests. Jumped in one myself at one point back when I didn't have to keep it as tight as I do now with this job. And it's definitely a fun atmosphere, definitely a fun environment to be around. Just what people can do with a beard, just that fun in general. I know Mayor Suthers is growing his, and it kind of looks good on him. I think we might need to start a petition through KRDO just to get the mayor to keep the beard full time.
You might have to arm wrestle Janet for that one.
All right. We can get a hold of Mrs. Southers. Wouldn't be the first time that Caradios had to try that, but we will definitely do that. And when it comes to bonnets, what are we doing with bonnets at the festival?
Sure. And again, this is just honoring our past. Mm-hmm. And, back in the day, we were a prairie and women wore bonnets to keep the sun out of their face. So we're super excited. Again, this is for anybody who wants to wear a bonnet, including the gentleman. And there's a contest there for that one as well. We have the best bonnet, the largest bonnet, the smallest bonnet, the most colorful bonnet, historic best. And for my friends who do not want to wear a bonnet, we are going to do Kentucky Derby-style bonnets just so that everybody has a hat on, and then crowd favorite.
And, of course, it'll be a gorgeous sunny day as well, so you'll need that bonnet or hat to keep the sun out of your eyes.
So I will tell you, there are specific times. So we do have a tug-of-war contest between a couple local companies and organizations. That's happening at 1. The beard contest is at 3, and the bonnet contest is at 4. So if you're specifically coming because you want to show off your beard or your bonnet, make sure you come at those times.
And, of course, we've got Vanessa Zink in here, the bonnet queen of Colorado Springs, as I've heard her mention before. And you might have a bonnet hack or two if people are still looking to get everything put together, maybe get ready for the event tomorrow.
Oh, man, that's right. I have made a couple bonnets now for some people in my office and for some preview events that we've done. In the 1870s, it was the Victorian era. So it was like a big top brim, if you will. So you can easily turn a sun hat into a bonnet by just cutting out the back part of the sun hat and decorating it with some ribbon and some fun flowers or nature-themed things.
All right. Well, we definitely have all of that. Jennifer, we've hit beards, we've hit bonnets. Let's get into the brew. I know we've got the tasting. Those tickets are limited. So if you want to get in on that beer and whiskey tasting, you've got to get that ticket before tomorrow, before they're sold out. But what are we going to be tasting? What's important and what's special about this part of the festival?
Sure. So we're really excited to focus and honor our local breweries. Mm-hmm. We have about 25 local breweries and distillers that will be there. So if you're just saying, I'm not a beer drinker, I don't want to come, we absolutely have whiskey, we have wine, we have elixirs. So again, there is something for everyone that will be there. And the tickets are $22 and you get 10 tastings and you get to taste some local delicacies.
Exactly. And are any of these local companies, are they making any kind of special, fixing up any special elixirs for the anniversary?
Actually, quite a few of them are. I know Axe in the Oak specifically made a whiskey for the 150th Fieldhouse Beer Works. They made a Prohibition-style lager. So it's made with corn instead of wheat, and that's called 1871. And then I think it's Pike's Peak Brewery made a... They also made one. So there are a lot of them that are making specific beers and whiskeys and elixirs that are tied to the 150th.
And of course, it's 15 acres. It is a gorgeous event. If you haven't been to Rockledge Ranch, I don't know where you've been, because it's a gorgeous part of downtown or of West Colorado Springs. Sometimes people think it's downtown. I don't know. But you don't have to drink that Prohibition beer in secret. It is open. And we've got so much more fun as well. Let's get into the plus. What else are we going to be doing at this festival? What else is there for everyone as we've hit, the big three B's, if you will?
Absolutely. So we will absolutely have food trucks there, all sorts of different types of food. So we'll have something for everyone. What I'm really excited about is the live music.
Yeah.
So we will have live music. We are one of the first large venues. And I really do just think live music is just going to help blast us into the what's next. We end with Tejon Street Corner Thieves. They're kind of our famous band here. They've signed record labels and all that good stuff. We have Tony Exum Jr. with some jazz. There's all sorts. We have the Jeffrey Allen Band with some country. Again, we'll have something for everyone, whatever your ear taste buds like to hear. So the live music, something that we're really excited about is we have living history and interpreters that will be walking around. So you can grab a beer with General Palmer, Fannie Mae Duncan, We have President Roosevelt is going to make an appearance. So lots of people walking around that will give you that flavor of what it was like, you know, 150 years ago. Also, we have some Native American dancing. That's happening at 6:30 because we really want to honor our Native Coloradans. We have kid games and crafts. We have stilt walking. We have butter churning. We have doll making. Again, there's something for everyone. And then something else that we're doing is vintage baseball that are using the 1871 rules, which is no gloves and just having a good time. There's going to be two games out there happening Saturday.
Yeah, heavy wool uniforms. I've got a friend who plays on one of those teams. He's tried to recruit me, and I just don't think I've got the gusto to do that. So it is going to be such a great event. Again, tomorrow at Rockledge Ranch, noon to 8 o'clock, there are events all day long. Don't want to miss it. The weather, no excuse to get out there. Have fun. Celebrate the 150th anniversary of Colorado Springs. Party like it's 1871 with the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews Festival. And we're continuing to talk about all the other events to mark the sesquicentennial here in Colorado Springs. Still ahead on The Extra on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and around the world at KRDO.com. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers. I am joined by Vanessa Zink with the City of Colorado Springs, Jennifer Fruto with the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews Festival, talking all things sesquicentennial, how we can go party like it's 1871 here across Colorado Springs. Jennifer, before the break, we were talking about the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews Festival, and we know there's still a massive undertaking getting the party going, helping to make this such a successful event, and that need for volunteers is continuing.
Absolutely. So the morning shift of setting up the festival, I think we're good to go there. We do have kind of a noon to four shift that there might be a couple of openings, but we really need help on the 4 to 8 shift. That's kind of the wrap up. That's when the music's going to get pumping. And we need some help making sure still checking everybody in and helping our brewers, you know, schlep ice and just really just kind of help keeping the festival running smooth. If you're interested in volunteering, I believe that is going to stay open. There's a form that you need to fill out, and Desiree with the city has been incredible in helping with the volunteers. Again, go to that coloradosprings.gov/150, click on Beards, Bonnets, and Brews, and you'll see a big flashing button that says, would you like to volunteer? And what we're doing, yes, we want you to be a small part of this party, 1871 style, but also for our friends that are 21 and older, you will get a free beer and whiskey tasting pass. And for our friends that don't drink or are under 21, you'll get a $10 voucher to one of the food trucks.
That is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, it definitely takes a village to put this together. It is such a large undertaking, but such a great way. You know, we've been cooped up for a year planning on this. One of the biggest festivals coming out here. I know there's still a couple of things we are hoping for that weren't able to come back this year, but this back in full force. So what a way to end, you know, kind of that being cooped up, really get that festival party atmosphere going across the city. Then at Rockledge Ranch tomorrow, 8 to noon, if you can, not 8 to noon, it's all day.
Noon to 8.
You know, it's a problem of getting up at 2:30 in the morning. That all just gets transcribed.
It's okay, you caught it.
Yeah, so noon to 8, it is an all-day party. Come out, hang out with the city. If you can volunteer, again, head on over to coloradosprings.com/150. Click on Beards, Bonnets, and Brews. Find the link to volunteer. Desiree, Jennifer will get you taken care of. They will help you out for helping put this party together. Jennifer, we know you've been doing this as a volunteer as well. Your day job is working with UCCS in the Partnership Military Government Affairs Office. I hopefully got that one right, at least.
You were close. It was Partnership Government Military Affairs. You got them all in there.
All right. And you guys at UCCS as well have been doing a lot to partner with the sesquicentennial, helping to celebrate, educate, do everything we can to really mark this milestone anniversary in the city.
Absolutely. Chancellor Reddy, this is really important. We have a great relationship and partnership with the city. And anytime that we can come along the side of the mayor and the city and support, we can. So Chancellor Reddy said, heck yeah, let's do this. And UCCS, we hosted our own 4-part mini series featuring a lot of our professors. We did a growing, you know, how UCCS and the city have really grown up together. We did a series on that. We did a series on trees and tree rings. We have professors there that is their main research. We have trees up at UCCS that are thousands of years old. And so it was great we were able to come along, Dennis, the city forester, and really talk about kind of our legacy of trees in Colorado Springs. And again, UCCS, we took the tree challenge very seriously, and we planted 150 trees on campus as part of the 18,071 tree challenge. So we did that. We also did, so UCCS, our main hall, is actually one of the oldest. It was a sanatorium here in Colorado Springs, and we all know that's kind of how Colorado Springs got its start. With, I think there was 150 sanatoriums around town to help with tuberculosis. Well, UCCS was one of those sanatoriums, and some of our archaeologist professors have dug up some really cool things around Main Hall and pots and pans and clays. And it's an interesting fact, Colorado Springs, our Native American population, the sanatorium up at UCCS was one of the only sanatoriums that actually serviced and helped Native American women. So we did a lesson on that. And then the last one was about our Hibble Sports Performance Center. We also know that Colorado Springs, you know, is big tourism, health and wellness, you know, with tuberculosis and health tourism. And Hibble is going to be a major player in that health tourism and bringing elite athletes here. All of those miniseries you can find at uccs.edu 150, and you can go back and see any of those lectures.
That is awesome. Again, that is uccs.edu/150. Another big way that we are ringing in the 150th birthday of Colorado Springs coming up at the end of the year on the anniversary itself, I believe, July 31st, there will be a big downtown parade, celebration, party. And Vanessa, what is going on as we're celebrating the birthday, the big downtown birthday party?
That's right. It is our big birthday, July 31st. And it's going to all get started downtown with the parade on Tejon Street starting at 11 a.m. It's going to include historic floats. We have about 50 entries so far. They're still accepting registration. So if you want to take part in the parade, check out our website, coloradosprings.gov/150, and you can still register. If you have a great idea for a historic float, we're all ears. We want the parade to be really fun. Following the parade, there's going to be a festival with some really fun activations. We're partnering with the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum, who is going to be doing live sport broadcasts from the Olympic Games. We are Olympic City USA, really proud of that. And so you can go down to the museum that day and watch the games. The Sports Corp will be there activating. There's going to be really fun sport demos. The Flying Aces, which are these incredible trampolinists. The Pioneers Museum is going to be activating, and you can learn about our history. They're going to be all spread out on the lawn doing some really neat things. And then there will also be community partners for that festival with outdoor recreation, looking at our sustainability and technology, and, of course, food trucks. There will be beer there as well, and live music that whole day, too, on July 31st downtown for that free parade and festival.
And what is the parade route? Is it going down Tejon, I assume?
It is going down Tejon. And it's a little further down Tejon than the traditional parade route, and it ends at Vermejo, which is kind of our new signature street downtown that leads to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum and that really incredible new pedestrian bridge that is set to open at the beginning of July, I believe. So it'll be open in time for this downtown celebration.
Awesome. And then the festival part as well, all the events, the vendors, where is that going to end up after the parade?
Yep, that is all going to be taking place basically from museum to museum. So from the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum, stretching down to the Olympic and Paralympic Museum is going to be that festival activation space.
So basically that entire stretch of Vermejo, that brand new signature street, that great redesign, more pedestrian friendly, real urban hip area, really changing that shape of Southwest downtown. That is that whole party. It's going to end up right along Vermajo as well. It is going to be a great way. Again, if anyone wants to get more information, participate, maybe you have that great float idea, maybe you want to make sure your business or company is represented, what's the best way to get a hold of the city to do so?
Yep, coloradosprings.gov/150, and all of the contact information is on that page.
Exactly. That is, again, coming up on July 31st. KRDO will be participating in that parade. Of course, we are one of the oldest radio stations here in Colorado Springs. I believe our 1240 AM was either the first or second to come on the air. Of course, our TV station, the first in the market. So we are proud to celebrate that heritage, you know, as we've grown up with Colorado Springs as well. So we'll be a part of that parade. Everyone's going to be downtown. You've got to get down there July 31st, mark the calendar. And there's still much more that we can do to celebrate the sesquicentennial. We'll talk about that. We'll get that reminder of all the things coming up with the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews Festival starting tomorrow. Everything else, get our full fill of the 150th anniversary here on Colorado Springs on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Still ahead. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm joined by Vanessa Zink with the City of Colorado Springs, Jennifer Ferruta with UCCS, also the chair of the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews Festival coming up tomorrow, noon to 8. See, taking
you
notes
got it.
Works.
You got it.
Right here in Rockledge Ranch in Colorado Springs, we are celebrating the 150th anniversary of Colorado Springs, the sesquicentennial. And again, let's recap. What is the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews Festival tomorrow? Let's give the quick pitch, get everyone out there, what we need to do to have fun, maybe that effort to get volunteers. Take it away.
Beer and whiskey tasting, food trucks, live music, vintage baseball, vendors, kid games, living history, Native American dancing, and just a great way to honor our past and celebrate today. Free festival, would love to have you come out. If you do want to partake in the beer and whiskey tasting, you have to have a ticket in hand. They are limited tickets, and once they're sold out, they are sold out. So please go to coloradosprings.gov/150, click on Beards, Bonnets, and Brews, grab your ticket. I would hate that it's sold out and you get all the way there and you say, give me my ticket, and I say it's sold out, so get it early.
Exactly. And of course, if you want to help, Jennifer, take those tickets, help put on this party. We know it takes a wide range. This is all really a volunteer-driven effort. They've got great help with the city, but the city is still coming back from pandemic, working on all of the other things that the city crews do to keep the city up and running day in and day out. So if you want to volunteer as well, again, just head on over to coloradosprings.gov/150. Find the link to Beards, Bonnets, and Brews. Click on volunteer. It is a great way to help give back. And again, what a way to celebrate. You know, we've got summer back. We've got live music at the festival. It's one of the biggest festivals coming up, one of the first out of the gate. It will be safety. There is protocols in place. You can do it safely. It is a gorgeous afternoon. We're going to have great weather according to Storm Tracker 13. You know, they're not going to let us down on this. It is going to be a wonderful way to kick off the birthday celebrations here in July for Colorado Springs. And of course, we're wrapping up that big birthday party, the whole month-long festivities on July 31st with that parade, with that downtown party. We talked about it a little bit, but Vanessa, what else are we doing throughout the months, even throughout the entire year? Because as we mentioned, it might be the birthday on July 31st, but the sesquicentennial is an entire year. And how are we marking that, celebrating everything to honor the history of the city throughout the year?
Yeah, there really is something for everyone to learn about the history and to engage in the history of our city and to help celebrate where we are today. From a tree challenge where we're asking people to plant a tree to continue on General Palmer's legacy. You can track your tree and add it to the map. And then we have a then and now photo display with some really fun historic photos compared to what we look like today. That exhibit opens on July 8th at Library 21C, and it's being done by photographer Mike Pock. He's incredibly talented. You can pick up a 150th adventure passport for kids in elementary school and middle school at the Pioneers Museum. And while you're there, you can check out their COS at 150 exhibit, 150 artifacts sharing our history since 1871. And it's June, so that means it's bike month right now. And they are activating with a really cool Pedal Our Past. And on our website, you can find historic loops and experience the history of our city on your bike. So that kind of all leads up to Beards, Bonnets, and Brews tomorrow. And then, of course, July 31st with the COS 150 Downtown Celebration.
Exactly. We are going to party like it's 1871. It is that community parade through time, kicking off festivities along the Tejon Street, followed by live music, food, fun, the prep rally for the Olympic Games as a partnership with the Olympic City USA efforts, the Olympic and Paralympic Museum. There's going to be some aerial exhibits from some great jumpers, some ways to help celebrate that as well. There is going to be a giant party ending at that parade along the brand new beautiful Vermajo Street strip as well. So a lot to do. Again, if you want any other information about how to celebrate the ongoing efforts, just head on over to coloradosprings.gov/COS150. And ladies, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a fantastic hour. It has flown by, but so much to talk about when it comes to the great history here in Colorado Springs. And the best part is, while we're celebrating what we've done in the past 150 years, we've still got a great future ahead of us and a lot to celebrate and look forward to as the city as we look into the next 150 years.
There you go. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Andrew. I love that sentiment. What can we leave behind for the next 150 years? Let's think about it today.
Exactly. Again, get all that information over at coloradosprings.gov/COS150. And definitely don't miss the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews Festival tomorrow, noon to 8 at Rock Ledge Ranch on the west side of Colorado Springs. That does it for The Extra. We have Tom Martino still ahead on KRDO News Radio.